When the compact disc player came along 20 years ago, many hailed it as a step forward. But according to commentator Chris Sakis, it failed to deliver on something vinyl did much better.
Let us consider a dying sound, the skip.
I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it, she planted it, she planted it, she planted it, she planted it.
That's a skipping record. A piece of vinyl with a needle trapped in its groove.
She planted it, she planted it, she planted it, she planted it.
Before there were MP3 players, before CDs, ever since 1888, wherever there were records, there was a potential for skips.
She planted it, she planted it.
Technically, what's happening is the progress of the stylus has been impeded, whether due to damage, dirt, or dust. Back when phonograph records were the prevailing way to hear music, skips were regarded as an annoyance. A DJ I know told me about this skip that really got to him. It was a Carl Reiner Mel Brooks record, and the skip fell on the words Echo Cave. He let the skip go for 10 or 12 minutes until it fixed itself. Wanting to preserve the moment and use it in some future project, he made a futile attempt at recreating magic, which of course failed. Another DJ friend told me about her terror of Once More It's Christmas when that tune skipped on a high crescendo of violins. After that, she couldn't be in the same room with a skipping record or she'd break into a cold sweat if it wasn't stopped right away. Best of all was the guy I know who was running a little after-hours place in New York City. On the jukebox was a 45 of a song that included the chorus, Make My Day, the Clint Eastwood phrase. One night, the record started skipping real bad on that line. It kept repeating over and over, make my day, make my day, make my day. I never thought a CD skip, which is a whole different process, zeros and ones misaligning, and usually just irritating, could ever captivate me in quite the same way as good old vinyl. Then I was taping the Jimi Hendrix album, Axis, Bold as Love, from a CD. Halfway through the song, Let the Good Times Roll, the disc started stuttering with such alarming Mel Tillis precision, I was sure an inanimate object had at last revealed a sense of humor. I love skipping records. Yes, love them. I'd even argue skipping records are the granddaddy of scratching and sampling. But am I alone in deriving secret pleasure from these spontaneous realignments of space and time? Am I alone in having been massively entertained by these unforeseen encounters? Am I alone in seeing an absurd sense of humor at work in what is essentially a defect? They've long held a fascination for me. Am I the only one who has gone back and listened to a particularly good skip again?
Chris Sakis hosts a radio show on WFMU in New Jersey.